everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour on this Thursday, April 11th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It's official. We have now entered into a post-polar vortex season. It's official. Probability of snow, less than 1%. The polar vortex is a winter weather feature. At some point in spring or early summer, the polar vortex shrinks and completely disappears for the summer. Shrinking and disappearing of the polar vortex is occurring right now. This report came out yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock. The shrinking is actually called the, quote, final warming, end quote. As the upper atmosphere warms, the polar vortex slows down, almost stops spinning completely, and then totally dissipates. Over the years since 1960, the average date of the final warming period is April 10th. Well, according to NOAA, this is the seasonal cycle of incoming sunlight, which is consistent from year to year. So that if it was the only factor controlling the polar vortex's summertime hibernation, the final warming would occur on or close to that date every single year. However, that's not the case. In the Northern Hemisphere, the final warming date since 1958, the year I was born, have varied from as early as March 5th in 2016 to as late as May 13th in 1981. That's more than a two-month spread. When the polar vortex is spinning and strong in March, it can still help drive blobs of cold Arctic air south into the Great Lakes region. This, of course, causes snow, especially lake effect snow. Once the polar vortex is gone, we can still get bursts of cold air, but they are usually short-lived and typically not to winter cold magnitudes. In other words, the fading of the polar vortex right now is a big step toward permanent spring temperatures and the march toward summer warmth. The author of this story says you won't see me writing about the polar vortex again until next winter. So this is basically it. Officially, it's over. So you can get the snow tires removed. You can put the summer tires back on. Royal Tire right now is offering a complete free spring-summer checkup of your vehicle. Highly recommend that you go over to Royal Tire in Petoskey, 402 West Mitchell Street. You need to call them ahead of time, schedule an appointment, 231-347-1001. Give Eric a call. You heard Trucker Randy offer a free spring-summer checkup. Wiper blades, battery test, look at your tires and your wheels, and they'll also inspect your brakes, the pads, the rotors, tell you basically what needs to be done to get you ready for summer. Interesting dynamic. Air conditioning in your car. Extremely taxing of your battery, your alternator, your charging system. You don't want to wait until it gets to be 80, 85 degrees out, turn on the air conditioning, and find out that you don't have a strong enough battery or alternator to run your air conditioning. They can also check out your air conditioning for you as well. If there's an issue with it, recharge it, get you ready to go for summer. So give them a call, 231-347-1001. Interesting dynamic going on in Lansing. We've been following it. And all these various programs that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is trying to push in her budget. Well, one of the things that they say that's happening is the fact that they want more and more catering to the welfare class. We've been talking about it each of the last couple of days. Biden's doing it at the federal level, instructing federal agencies to register voters, get out the vote, basically, at the federal level. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats are trying to do it here at the state level. Now, one of the things that you have to look at is the expenditures of some of the money. State Representative Steve Carr made quote of the day responding to the Detroit News report that a $20 million business accelerator grant was used to purchase a $4,500 coffee maker. What we don't know yet is if the coffee from the $4,500 machine really tastes that much better. Maybe it does. See, this is the biggest problem I have with these grants. The money that they're using to basically pick winners and losers in our state. But this is typical of no accountability, no oversight. The money that they give out in these grants, they call them business accelerator grants, $20 million to this one company, and they're going to go out and buy a $4,500 coffee maker. I mean, it's just, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. And there's no accountability for it. Finding out how much money they're spending for a coffee maker, there's nothing the state can do. They can't pull back the money. They've given it to them in the form of a grant. It's free money. They can spend it however they want. This is the kind of stuff that we absolutely, absolutely have got to object to. Now, one other thing that's happening, and we talk about it with regards to hydroelectricity, many of the dams being shut down for whatever reason. Environmentally, the best way to produce electricity, the cheapest renewable energy you could possibly do is hydroelectricity. Well, as the anniversary of the Edenville and Sanford Dam failures approach in May, Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, is preparing to announce $14.1 million in safety / removal grants for 22 dams. MERS new service checked the condition and hazard potential for each of the dams, along with the inspection dates for each one of these 22 dams. Well, the Elise Dam in DuPlain Township near Lansing is slated for a $1.2 million grant for its complete removal. It failed on August 18th of 2023. The Lansing State Journal reported at the time that the township was not sure what the permanent fixing costs would be for the dam. For one of the posts, DuPlain Township posted on Facebook, "For your safety, please stay off the dam." The Elise Dam collapsed yesterday. Township officials have contacted the proper authorities to have it inspected. Let us know what are the next steps we should take. In the meantime, for your safety, please stay off the dam. And they have a photograph showing where the dam had absolutely collapsed. Part of the concrete had fallen into the river. Last inspection of the dam was done way back in 2017. It was supposed to have been inspected in 2022. But after the dam failed, the township park was forced to close as water levels raised and completely flooded the township's park. Rose City, the Sandback Dam, was more a structure blocking water and was the only dam not on the Michigan Dam inventory list. According to Huron Pines, the owner, it is only a historic structure that was used to be the base for a grist and grain mill. However, Eagles Dam Safety Program, which insures and issues grants, told Huron Pines it was a significant hazard, was in unsatisfactory condition. So what's happening? $1.7 million taxpayer money to remove it. Huron Pines spokesperson Chris Engel said the group was still in the early stages of getting quotes for the dam's removal and was asking Rose City residents what the area should look like once it gets ripped out. The estimate the dam would take ends up being a total of $4 million to remove it. The group received $300,000 in 2023. Was supposed to give them the money for permits, engineering, and plans and obtaining bids for its removal. The Manistique Paper Incorporated Dam, they're going to be getting $1.1 million from Eagle for its removal. But the dam's removal project has been ongoing for 5 years, according to UP Matters reporting. The television station reported the dam was left in place as a barrier to Lamprey, but got $3 million from the Department of Natural Resources for its removal. Eagle recognized the dam was deteriorated per its last inspection in 2019. They scheduled for its decommissioning, but that's been 5 years ago. Absolutely amazing how slowly they're doing these dam removals, throwing tons of money at it, but yet nothing is actually happening. Unbelievable mismanagement. Final segment of hour number one. We'll wrap the story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, continuing on with these grants for removal of dams or renovations. Up here in our listening area, the Cornwall Creek Dam, which is also owned by Huron Pines, they're getting $250,000 for renovations. The Sheboygan County Dam was considered a high-risk dam that was in poor condition. Despite the structural weakness of the dam, organizers have fought to keep the dam in place. Up North Live reported it's even drawn support from local and U.S. politicians, such as Congressman Jack Bergman and State Representative Cam Cavett. Kind of interesting why they're wanting the dam to stay in place, but they are supportive of it staying in place and getting the money for the renovations. Dams in Ypsilanti, Allegan County, other dams around the state of Michigan, absolutely just huge amounts of money. 22 dams getting safety grants, removal, renovations, here in the state of Michigan. Well, according to the Dam Risk Reduction Grant Program Handbook, the grants needed to be announced by April 15th, but the money needs to be approved by the State Administrative Board at their next upcoming meeting. How do you guys feel about taxpayer dollars having to go toward these dams? Many of them are privately owned. Companies, corporations, LLCs that own them. Now, the problem is a lot of these dams do not produce electricity. A lot of them are in place to maintain lake levels, river levels, a source to be able to control the local area, the communities that they serve. My question is very simple. These dams were built many, many years ago. Why did the people back then feel the need to build a dam? As a result, if you remove the dams, the original intent, the original and purpose of the dams doesn't change. There has not been that much of a weather-related climate change to change the hydrology of the area. They built the dams for a reason. Now they're taking the dams down. How is that going to impact waterways in these communities? How is it going to impact wetlands, dry lands, topography changes, waterfront homes? I know here in Antrim County, we're part of the 6-mile chain of lakes where they have a problem with a dam and an actual drain commissioner and how he allows water to be released into these waterfront property areas. I've got pictures that people have sent to me, water all the way up to their decks. They used to have a nice green backyard, completely submerged underwater. They can't even get out to their docks where their boats are at because they've got water 50, 100 feet beyond the seawall. I know the Democrats claim to be all about the environment, but I'm sorry, removing these dams, I believe, is a major mistake. And we're going to be dealing with all kinds of flooding issues, all kinds of people complaining about water levels in their backyards. This is going to be huge, folks. Mark my word. But yet, 22 safety grants. So we'll be following this story, keeping an eye on it. Pretty interesting, though, that they want this money to be spent in this year's budget. Again, why? What is their justification? Now, one other story that we're following is removing septic systems, septic tanks, forcing people to put in city sewers. That's part of this problem as well. Because now, if you've got a septic system in your backyard and it's buried, covered with water from your lake or river, whatever, potentially your septic system could fail and your sewage could end up in the waterway. So now local municipalities are looking at the possibility of forcing people to pay for city sewers. Tearing up the front yards, having to tap your septic system, diverting it away from your septic field into city sewers. What are going to be the costs, the tax assessments, and basically the entire cost of the operation put on you, the homeowner? Something to think about. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals, from annual shots to complicated bone and saw.